You're listening to Eye on the Ball with Steve Rivera. This podcast is a Bustos Media production on The Voice. Be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to Eye on the Ball here on 1030 The Voice, trusted local news and talk. I'm Steve Rivera, your host. Welcome to Tuesday afternoon. Looks like it's going to storm down here.
Really?
At the studio. Just around the studio.
Only here?
Only here.
What does that represent?
You know, just the way it is. Just the way it is. Hey, what's going on there, Bob?
I was streaming you on YouTube and realized you're kind of all alone in there. So, no, you know, I could double you, the listeners, and I'll call the wife, and then I'll come in and sit with you, and we could play, we could do like dominoes. You know, they set those dominoes up?
Yeah.
They're going to include it in the Olympics, you know, with skateboarding as a new sport, sure.
Are they? Wow, I have a chance to get to the Olympics.
And tarot card reading. Are they? Yeah.
I've read your tarot card. You have no future.
The Australians, I think, are bringing that in this
year. Are they?
Yeah.
Oh, wow, cool. Yeah. Well, they better not read yours.
And the Norwegian cat herding team, which, I mean, no.
Yeah. What's the qualifying for that? Five cats?
You know, I think the committee upped it to seven.
Seven? Well, that's going to be tough.
Hey, you're not telling me nothing new there, my cat.
Herding cats. It's like, it's like getting an office meeting scheduled. Very difficult. Very difficult. Hey, this is a sports talk show, just in case you didn't know, Bob. I know our listeners, whatever they're doing, don't know it's a sports talk show. So we're going to have some sports today.
Fantastic.
Some, not all the time, because, you know, it's Tuesday and it's Tucson, it's summer, whatever strikes you want to talk about. Bunch of summer stories. So I'm going to have so two players from the Tucson Saguaros, that kind of like semi-pro baseball league that's down here, or the Pecos League, as they call it.
Tucson Saguaros.
Have you even heard of them?
Well, no, but obviously nobody there was from here, because you can't, that's like calling it the Saguaro Tucsons. It's confusing.
How? Why? Because
we're done? Because we have a high school named Saguaro.
Oh, yeah, that doesn't make any sense.
We're slow here. It's
Tucson Saguaros.
I like it.
Oh, okay.
See? Yeah. You didn't know I could do.
A cactus. You do. You look like a cactus. You're a little sticky.
Wait, here's that one out by Gates Pass.
Oh, very cool. Yeah, yeah.
You know which one I'm talking about.
I recognize it. Yes. No more of those depressions.
Now, no. See, if you could turn left to the camera, then, if, you know.
You must be a hit at parties. Just kind of.
I'm thinking that would be a good.
Hey, Bob, can you give me that cactus impression?
Be a good in career, wouldn't it?
Yeah, sure. Cactus impression.
I would be like the only guy like doing a sports cast for some large sporting event. Let's just say hypothetically, bicycling, and I would be making jokes like, "Who has to go to the bathroom?" You know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay.
Waste of time.
Well, back to the topic.
Let me know when I can ask a question about fantasy camp.
Okay, go ahead. Right now.
When does that start? We're closing
August 22nd. August 22nd through the 25th. Sporting Chance.
And how many folks can you sign up? I mean, without it being like 30, crowded.
32-ish.
32, then you cut it off right there?
About. Depends. We have four teams. That'll get you about 7-8 players each. By Saturday morning or Sunday when the championship happened, some of the players are like, oh, God, I don't want to play anymore. They're sore.
Yeah.
That was the first year. The second year, not so much. This is the third year. So, no, they're used to it now. They're in shape and they're ready to go.
All right. That's what I was going to ask. These guys are. So, what is the job? Like, you and Mike are executive producers, and then you bring in the past players. Old right. players. So sorry.
Yeah, past
Mr.
players.
McMillan. And then they are coaching?
Yeah, they're coaching. Coaching the guys.
You do like a third grade. One potato, two potato, and then you pick teams?
No. What we do is, you're kind of asking kind of good questions today. No, what they do is the guys, the older guys who are there for the camp, they stretch and they work out, blah, blah, blah. And then they start playing games with each other or, you know, start working out, playing little games. Mm. The guys do evaluations with their little clipboards. And then we, after about an hour, we break for lunch and then we draft. So it depends how well they observed and... Did their scouting.
And you get like a $1,000 to buy all your players or something funny? No, I'm serious. I mean, like they do it at a casino night to raise money.
Yeah,
I don't know if you guys.
No, you just have a draft of four teams. You have 1, 2, 3, 4, and then you go 4, 3, 2, 1, and then back and forth. And then they draft their players, 7 to a team, 8 to a team, and there we go. We start playing
games.
And
everybody is running back and forth. I mean, there's not like you got to have one or two older chubby guys that are
older chubby, older younger the heavy guys, older kind of old guys. We had a couple 70-year-old guys. Not everybody's active.
And you have scholarships. I'm thinking this might be fun. And the reason I'm asking, and I don't know if you even know, you probably don't because you've seen me every day. Do you realize in the last 2 years, I'm sorry, this isn't very humble, my mother would say. Do you know in the last 2 years I've lost 100 pounds?
You have.
100.
I think you found about 50.
No. I've lost 100 and haven't put any back on. No, really.
Oh, very cool.
That much more than now. So
welcome
to the
Bob Show.
Yeah, I'm still really out of shape. No, I'm thinking, when you say the fantasy camp, I am imagining all these like real jock guys that have stayed in shape. They're in their 40s. They're super studs.
No, because this is not just about basketball. It's about the fun they're having with
of course,
the ex-guys, the stories they tell, talk about loot.
Right. But what I'm saying is I don't want to be the only chubby guy if I go there.
You wouldn't be. You wouldn't be. There'd be a bunch of guys like you.
All right.
Can you play? Can you play basketball?
Now, you didn't say that I had to be able to play.
You don't have to. But, it's best that you can because you're not going to sit in the corner and pick dandelions,
Listen, when I was in the basketball league as a kid, I batted .595 in basketball. I like it. We play at the neighbors a lot. But,
the neighbors are a little bit different. They're a little bit different, yes. Al Bundy, I think, is best. As much as we'd love to have you, that keep that heart in good shape over there. Not on the court.
I will tell the Kerr family that they just don't measure up as our neighbors to play basketball with. You got it. You heard it here first.
Yes, yes. You're probably still eligible for a lot of prizes.
Okay. You guys give... So do you give away prizes at the camp too?
No, we give a lot of swag away.
I would imagine.
Swag away. Cool stuff.
So it's like a
fantasy
golf tournament. And where does the money go, by the way?
We give some to the boys and girls club, and it costs a lot to put on the event.
Forgive me for saying that. I would imagine you have lots and lots of expenses, but I knew that you also had a beneficiary, and that's the Tucson, the boys and girls club?
Yes.
That makes sense.
Yes. Yes.
This is fabulous. Have you been able to get national press at all?
No, we haven't looked into it.
You don't want it?
No, not really, because this is just kind of like a home thing, hometown thing, and we just enjoy having the guys come back. They like it because it's a reunion of the guys coming back. So they enjoy it. Enjoy it. Can we move on, sir?
I think I just made Mike Fader very happy because he knows this is important, but I know you're bored. It's okay.
No. We can talk about this more later.
I like it when you're on my show, Steve. It's enjoyable. I don't get the chance.
I don't like answering questions. It's pretty funny there, Bob. So we're going to have a couple of Tucson Saguaro baseball players on here at 5:30. If you haven't heard about them, they are the kind of semi-pro baseball players at the lowest level of baseball. They play at Reed Park, one of the annex fields there. They won a title, I think, a couple of years ago, 2016, 2017, in their first year here. One of my good friends I went to high school with still plays. He's 55 years old, and it's kind of his claim to fame back in the back in my hometown and in other places because he's still out there trying to play.
That's fantastic. Yeah. Did you say that? I had heard they played over at Cherry Field, no?
No. It's on the Reed Park. Reed Park's annex fields.
Oh, all right.
I've heard Cherry Field, that's for softball, isn't it?
No, I heard Cherry Field is Tucson High's area over by Father Kino. Anyway, we had tickets for the Swirls games. We were given out for the Groove this weekend.
Really?
When
did this happen? I didn't know this.
We had a sponsorship, a big sponsor for the Groove who wanted us out there, and so Crystal was out there, and I was out there with the Groove Van, and we've got some Swirls tickets.
Where at?
We were at a Jim Click Hyundai.
Oh,
this
really?
Weekend.
I did not know that. Very interesting to know that.
Oh, we got connections here at 10:30 The Voice.
I didn't even know that you guys even knew about it, actually.
Well, you say you guys, you know, I'm somebody here like sports.
somebody, yes. So let me tell you, we have Caleb Wickman, I think it is.
Yeah.
He's an outfielder, and we're going to have Daniel Diaz. He's a shortstop, second baseman, infielder, who are playing. They have the game tonight, actually, a 7 o'clock game. So they're going to come on the show here in about 5-10 minutes and talk about their game tonight and what's going on with them this year. I'll get on the website and see. And then at 6 o'clock, I had somebody scheduled, but he couldn't make it tonight. So I have my pinch hitter, Mr. Moreno, Matt Moreno of Go Easy Cats. We'll talk about what's going on with Arizona recruiting and things like that. And football as they start here in less than two weeks.
With, what is that, exhibition and pretend patty cake games
or
what?
No, it's practice.
Okay.
Practice, yeah, patty cake games.
Well, I know they're under NCAA restrictions that they can't play. They have to play like as a club during the summer, don't they? Am I being funny? Oh, jeez.
This is not a fake laugh.
No, no, I know, Steve. I
no, they're just working out. They're working out, getting ready for the season.
I really don't know what I did wrong. I thought, forgive.
Hold on here. If I choke.
I know. I just don't want to cause any accidents. If I'm really this stupid, I don't want anybody else to be laughing and choking while they're driving.
Trust me, they're laughing.
All right.
Go ahead.
Thanks, folks. I should have made you choke while you were drinking. Where back me up here. Back me up.
You're talking about the exhibition games and the tomfoolery, or I don't know what the heck you were talking about. But football. You were in football.
I thought that the teams that are in the NC2A are restricted to when they can start their season practicing.
True. Yes.
Okay. So that's what I meant by they're hanging out playing patty cake. Sorry. That's so. You know, they are getting together as a team, you know, maybe working out, whatever. What I mean is they're not allowed to play football because we're following the rules.
Yes, correct.
See, Arizona, the rules, I'm kind of big on that. So is Scott, you know, I figured. So do you know how much we can and can't play in the summer?
They're just working out. They got to play with each other. No coaches, anything like that. They're just getting ready to start here in a couple of weeks.
And you have to wait till school starts and then?
No, wait. School starts doesn't start in 2 weeks. It's
Oh, okay.
But the season starts in a month right when school starts. So they come early, about 3 or 4 weeks, and now they're getting ready for the first game of the year.
All right.
Because they are the first game of the year in college football.
Oh, the first game?
Yes.
No, because public school starts, a lot of them in private school start in 3 weeks.
Oh, yeah, so. But that's different than college.
I that's why I was asking about it. So that is interesting to know. I'm glad they're getting together. Are you hopeful about the football team?
No.
What are you more hopeful for, be honest? Arizona basketball or Arizona football this year?
Hopeful for what's the end result?
The outcome of the season.
Basketball.
And what do you see the change from in the basketball team that's different that football doesn't have?
Football, good question. Glad to be here. Glad to be your first time caller, a long time listener on your show, Bob.
I really want you to know I'm paying attention.
Eye on the fall.
the wandering eye in the ball, I think we came up with.
Holy moly, this is kind of new to me. I don't know, basketball, more hopeful because, one, I don't think football is going to be hopeful at all. So, you know.
And these complicated answers. they'll be better because the other guys will be worse.
Your question was a comparison, so.
Yeah, you're right.
So I'll compare it. If you said, how are they going to be compared to other things, I would have had a different answer. But the football team, I don't give a whole lot of hope for. Maybe 6-6. I could be wrong. I usually am. So anybody who's listening, saying things about me, go ahead. But I'm usually wrong. So, but I don't see a whole lot of hope in the football program. And then basketball, I've said this like numerous times. Yeah. Probably haven't with you because you've been gone. Is that they're going to be good, talented-wise,
okay.
but it's a lot to ask the freshmen to do a lot of things for a team that that has had troubles in the recent past.
Okay.
So it's just a lot to ask 17, 18, 19-year-old kids to kind of carry the load. Does it happen? Yes, it does.
And like you said, I mean, I said the same thing to you a month or two back, and I said, gosh, these kids got to be freaked out with the press and everything. And you said,
no, because this is what they do.
And so I would say to you, this is what they do also, no?
Correct. Yes, yes, yes. But it's different when you're competing. Other teams are trying to not make you do what you do. So it says, oh, we just have to play our game. Okay, that sounds good. But guess what? Everybody else is trying to play their game too.
Where do you think Christmas break or whatever you want to call it, where will the U of A be? Will we even be in the top 20? I know
in
you hate this.
Basketball. I think they're going to be in the top 25, yes.
I would say that too.
You know why?
Because there'll be 75 other teams worse than us.
That's one reason. Okay. But the schedule's horrible, so they'll have a good record.
You mentioned that last year, and I quizzed you up and down about changing the schedule.
There's always caveats to these things. You can ask me, certain times I'm a good-looking guy, but I have to go into certain areas where...
Lighting. It's all in the lighting, trust me.
So I could be in the dark. That makes it be better looking. You know what I'm saying? There's circumstance to the events. Time and circumstance, as my dad would say.
Raw wisdom from the state of New Mexico right there, ladies and gentlemen.
From a wise man. Yes.
I agree.
Yes, yes. Hey, let's take a break here because I know they're going to call sometime soon, and I don't want to be stuck in a conversation with you about nothing.
How?
So let's take a break here on 1030 The Voice, trusted local news. And hey, welcome back to Eye on the Ball here on 1030 The Voice. I'm Steve Rivera, your host. And in a moment now, we'll be getting a call from the Tucson Saguaros. They've been in town 3 years, which is interesting to me. But they play in places like Santa Fe, New Mexico, Roswell, New Mexico, Garden City, Kansas, I think.
And tell me the name of the league again.
Pecos League. The Pecos.
Pecos, you mean?
Pecos.
Pecos?
Pecos.
Pecos. Where are y'all from?
Pecos.
Pecos.
New York City. Yeah. It's where I make my salsa.
Yeah. From Pecos, Long Island.
Yeah. You ever been to Pecos, New Mexico? No, probably not.
Get a rope.
Get a rope. It's nice country, man. God's country. You go fishing there and shrimping and butterfly shrimp.
You got no shrimp in New Mexico?
Have you seen some of my cousins? They're pretty short.
Yeah, I was going to say. I was going to say. So, Tate is coming back.
Khalil Tate? Is that who you're referring to?
Yeah, I don't call him back. Do you have like...
Tate?
Mr. Tate?
He's coming back. The whole season could be relying on him for success. What happened?
I don't know. It sounded like somebody was climbing an aluminum ladder or something out there.
Oh, okay.
I had the door open. Do you think you're going to have all of our eggs in the Tate basket this year?
Yes. And for success to happen, Tate and J.J. Taylor, that's got to happen. Got to happen. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Whether Tate is going to be prepared to throw less and run more, we'll see. I think that's what the plan is. Whether the plan is executed, I'm not too sure.
Now, when you say we'll see, are we going to get an idea in practice? Or
no.
Are you guys you're not even allowed
very
out there?
Rare. It's very rare that they stay long in practice. So you'll never get anything like that in practice.
Were you allowed
before?
Back in the
back
good old
in the
days?
Day, the good old days, yes. Under Dick Tomey, yes. I covered Dick Tomey for a few years. And yes, going to practice, I think, and the same thing with Stoops from time to time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Rich Rod, not so much.
Okay.
It's less transparent. But hey, it is what it is, and that's why people aren't going to watch games. It's my theory, and I still stick to it.
You say that's one of the reasons. That's not the reason.
Oh, no, okay, that's one of the reasons. You want more reasons?
No. The reason is whether you have these
the W's
or those
the
right?
L's. Yes, can you see those on sign language on the radio?
Oh, I knew you'd repeat it.
The W and the L.
You're a sharp guy.
No question. The W's and the L's affect how you succeed at the old gate there.
How is it then that people like me are still fans and Rose Bowl hopeful after
you're,
all these
you're
years?
You're not a big fan, though. You're not a big fan. Are
no,
you?
I'm not. No, no.
On a scale of 1 to 10.
To the Red Sox or the Cubs fans?
No. Just as a fan. You're not. You're like a run-in-the-mill. You're a Tucson fan. You are.
Well, watch them. Don't be racist with me.
Scaled 1 to 10. You're about a 5, maybe.
No. I'd give me a 6.5.
Okay,
easy.
So, okay, 6.5.
You're like a what? A 2?
A 2, 3. Yeah. Your dad about an 8.
Yeah.
Okay.
If he doesn't have to go to the restroom, he's an 8.
If Tucson had more 8s, this town would be very good. It only has 8s when they're doing really well. And like I've said a number of times, Tucson to me is one of the most fickle fan bases in the country. One, because many of them are not from here.
And that is why, even though there's a million people within 20 miles of our stadium, and we are big enough, we're not going to get a pro team.
No,
I mean,
no.
High-end protein.
No.
There are cities our size and smaller that do.
Sure. No, that won't happen.
We don't have any 8s.
No. Well, you have people. You just don't have the right people. And look, they don't even fill Arizona Stadium. How is that going to happen?
No, I'm not saying it is. I'm agreeing with your point that we don't have enough 8s. If we did.
Oh, yeah. Fan-wise.
Then we could very much.
8s plus, I don't think the economic.
8s and money.
Economists can handle that. Because this is a. Not so much a minimum wage town, but it is a...
Just slightly below that.
It is a minimum wage, but a lot of people don't make money. It's funny. I get to this office and people, you need a 401k. You want to need all that stuff. No duh. I need to have money to put in that 401k.
It's called expendable income. Yeah. And yeah, that show is on right after yours, you know.
Yes. Retirement. You think I'm rich? You know what's called retirement in my world? Death.
Assassination, death. I was going to say.
I'm joking about it, but it's true.
Nothing wrong with working, right?
No, I'm
Your dad
be...
would say, what's wrong with you? You could work. Steve,
yeah,
right?
Well, my dad was, he retired at 45, so I'm not going to pay attention to that. More power to him, lucky guy. So like I said, we're going to get some calls from the Tucson Saguaro players. They have a game here in about an hour and a half. That's why I found it kind of interesting that we'd be talking to him. Who is on the line, Mr.
Caleb and Daniel?
Oh, Caleb, both of them. Hey, guys, this is Steve Rivera. Welcome to Eye on the Ball.
Hey.
Are you guys sharing the phone, or what are you guys doing? Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Hey, good to talk to you guys. I've always been interested in the Pecos lead and you guys coming down here. I saw that, is it Caleb? Have you been with the team before, Caleb, or was it you, Daniel?
Apparently it was me, but this is my first year in the Pecos. There was just some mistakes on the...
On the roster?
On the roster, yeah. There's been other Daniel Diaz that have played for the Saguaros before.
Okay.
But this is my first year, yeah.
How is it going for you guys? I know that the league is, you know, kind of still trying to find its way and an up-and-coming league, but how is it?
Oh, it's good, you know. The traveling kind of takes a toll on us, but, you know, we like it. You know, we're playing ball every day, and I wouldn't really want to do anything else right now.
Yeah, how old are you? About 21, 24, something like that?
I just turned 22.
And I'm 23.
23, yeah. So you get to live a dream that many of us don't get to do, play ball. You're young. Yep. You're hoping to still get seen by people to play maybe at a different level. So, hey, I mean, live it up until you can.
Exactly. Yep. That's the plan.
Yeah. How is it playing in Tucson? Daniel's from Mexico, correct?
That's right, yeah.
And Caleb, you're from Iowa?
Yeah.
Let's start with Caleb. How is it in Tucson? Is this your first stint down here? And how is this heat? 107 today, I think.
Well, so my junior year of college, we came down to Tucson for our spring break trip. So that's when I got my first taste of playing, and it's real heat.
Caleb, but, yeah, if you came for spring break, it was about 92.
Yeah. So, yeah. But up in Iowa, you know, it gets up close to 100, and it's really humid up there. So.
Right, yeah. Yeah,
I definitely wasn't used to it, so we'll just go with that. It's hot here.
Yeah, no, it's a different type of hot for people who are not interested or used to the weather. But you're right; every place has different heat. Humid is awful to play in. But good to have you guys. How's the crowd been? One and two, the just the enthusiasm from the locals.
Well, it's been sometimes we get a big crowd, sometimes we don't. Especially on Sundays, we don't get many people. But like for the weekend games, we get a pretty good crowd. And the people that we have a booster club,
yeah,
and they get us going every time. They have little cheers for us and stuff, so the crowd gets involved quite a bit. So it's pretty cool.
Is it better at other places? I grew up in Santa Fe, New Mexico, and actually have a friend or two playing up there and in the league. I know where you guys play. It's a nice facility at Fort Marcy Park. How are the other places?
Oh, they're pretty nice. we don't really have like a stadium like the other teams may have, but we still get we probably get the same amount of people that come to some other games, but just might not look like, because we don't have the stadium atmosphere that other places have. Like Alpine, they bring in a really good crowd at their place, and that's probably been the most by far that we've had come to a game.
Right. So how did you guys get involved with this? Because I know it's at single A, pretty much at the lower level. But did they find you somewhere? Did you come out and try out? How did you get?
Daniel ended up. I got a hold of Bill, but it was the coach for Wasco, and I got his phone number from one of my teammates from college that was playing for him, and I gave him a call, and he set me up for a workout and stuff with them. And before the workout happened, I ended up getting a call from Bill Rogan, the manager for Tucson, our manager right now, and ended up playing with him instead of for the other Bill for Wasco. So I never had to do the tryout or anything and came straight to play here.
Right. And Caleb?
So I actually had to try out for the team. So I never heard of the Tucson team, but I had a buddy that I played with in college for 1 year who played in the Pecos League the last two seasons. Mm-hmm. So he got me interested in playing in this league. And then one of the families that I played with at college, who's going to be a junior now, they're from Tucson. So his dad told me about the team. So I came down and tried out during their before spring training or after spring training and tried out. And the manager liked what he saw and wanted to bring me on the team.
Are you guys, Caleb, for you, like, if you're in college, are you done with school?
Yeah, I just graduated in May.
Oh, okay. So this you are just out of college. So you get to, like I say, finish school, kind of still a lot of future ahead of you in terms of life and real world stuff. So this is pretty something that's, if you weren't working, why not play ball?
Yeah, exactly. Well, I have a goal to, like, try and keep playing as long and as at the highest level I can. So whatever happens. I'll probably keep playing for maybe a couple more seasons just to see what happens, and then we'll hang them up. But, yeah, we'll see what happens with baseball.
Mm-hmm. And the quality of ball that you're playing, how would you rate it?
It's definitely better than college. It's better than what I used to think. Mm-hmm. So I
just baseball, everyone's just better as a baseball player. They just know better. They have better approaches at the plate. Pitchers know what they're doing on the mound. So it is a big difference than college ball. But then now we're competing against them. We haven't been
overmatched,
yeah,
really.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and Daniel, you're from Nogales originally?
Yeah, that's right. I was born in Wilcox, Arizona. I lived there for my first few years and then moved to Mexico. That's where my parents are from. We went back, and I grew up there. I was raised there. And came back to the States for high school.
Where'd you play?
I played at Wilcox High School.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's right.
And small school, and then you went to Kentucky.
Yeah, I went to Eastern Arizona College, a JUCO here in Arizona, too. Mm-hmm. And then after that, I went 1 year to Kentucky and ended up not going back. Some personal problems I had with my family. Mm-hmm. So I didn't end up going back. I came back to Tucson. I moved here. I started working, going to school, tried to finish my school. And then I got the opportunity to play again. So here I am trying to make the best of.
This is perfect for you then. You kind of rejuvenate your career.
Exactly.
And when you saw that they were coming here, I guess in 2016, this team won the league, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, and then you probably say, hey, this is falling into my lap. I have another chance.
Exactly, that's right. So I had no option but to play. I had to do it.
Yeah, how was it? How was it playing at Wilcox, a smallish town, playing, probably good baseball for that level, and now you're playing against the big guys, or better guys?
Yeah, well, it was a really big change coming from Mexico to here, because I played all year round in Mexico for years and years. And then came here, and the level wasn't very good in high school, but kind of got used to it. I mean, struggled a little bit with injuries in high school, but came back, and it was a big change, but it was for the best, I think.
Yeah, no, and you guys are doing really well on this team here. I think you're both batting over 300.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
So how has it been to kind of maintain that level? 300 and playing really well on the defensive end.
It's been tough for me personally. Caleb wouldn't say much about that because he just rakes every single day. But it's been tough, but I've been able to come on top of some games, so that's good.
I think the hardest part for me is just keeping the same intensity every day, because in college we played probably three or four days a week, and with like rest days in between, we practice. But playing every day is a whole different animal. So you have to come in every day and sure. Can't let. I mean, it's a lot different because like baseball is such a mental game that you can't let it get to you. So
right.
Like you have all these like mini slumps that you go through and you just have to fight through it. And if you don't feel like your swing's where it needs to be, you got to do it yourself. You don't really have the coaches like you do in college that can just watch you at any time, just to.
Or even the time, you can't really find time to like get your swings in before a game and actually work on your mechanics or work on something you've been struggling. It's hard to do because you're playing every single day. You're always tired. And getting back on the field, you have to figure it out on the field what you're doing wrong and make the adjustments on the field. And that's been kind of tough, but
we're getting
used to it, yeah.
Well, I'm talking to Daniel Diaz and Caleb Wickman. Is that correct, Wickman?
Yeah, that's correct.
Wickman, players for the Tucson Saguaros. I'm curious to see those road trips. You just came off a long one and came back, and you guys must have been just dead tired. And then you have to kind of get ready for the next day.
Yeah, it was good for us, though. Like, we played on Sunday, and then we had Monday as an off day. So that worked out for the best for us. We had a day to kind of regroup and get back into the swing of things. But road trips definitely take a toll on us just because of how long the drives are.
Just get off a drive after 9 hours and have to play a game right after. It's kind of rough sometimes. We show up with no energy.
We just gotta find it.
We fight to find it.
Yeah, no question, because you guys are going to like Garden City, like I say, Santa Fe, Roswell, somewhere in Texas. Where, Midland? Where are you at in Texas?
Alpine?
Yeah,
Alpine.
We played in Alpine.
Right. So you guys are all over the map here on the Southwest, at least, getting in the vans and taking off. I mean, it sounds like a lot of fun, but...
Yeah.
It sounds fun until you have to do it.
Yeah, wait till you get married.
Oh, God.
I joke about that just for my listeners. They know that I'm a joker with that topic. But that's good. You guys, you know, like I say, you're 23 years old. You'll know when you get older and say, you know what, I had a great time as a 20-something-year-old playing ball.
Yep.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. When you're in college, what were your hopes to continue on playing the game somewhere?
Well, I went to a small D3 school, so I really didn't get that much exposure as far as scouts and other managers and different independent leagues go. So I kind of had to, my coach in college did the best he could, but I kind of had to do it all myself to find opportunities for me to continue to play.
Yeah. And then Daniel?
Yeah, it was the same for me. I mean, I went to NAIA. There's really not much exposure in NAIA because you have all the D1 athletes that all the big teams focus on. So they take NAIA for granted, which is sad because there's like a lot of good talent at NAIA.
There's good talent anyway.
Yeah, anyway, you can find good ball players everywhere you go, but they don't focus on that. So when I coming here, I thought there was going to be a lot of exposure. We haven't seen much, but we have the opportunities to move up, so that's good. That's what we're looking forward to.
And how's the life? I think, don't you live with like families who bring you in?
Yes. Yeah, host families.
So that's probably... Pretty cool because you get to know other people and the lifestyle and things like that, and they take care of you.
Yeah, that's right. Very appreciative what they do. Not a lot of people do that, and it means a lot that they do it.
Yeah, to every player, because like have a place to live and not have to pay to live in a hotel or at rent like an apartment for the summer or some other stuff.
Yeah, and so all you guys do that?
Yeah, the majority of us.
I don't. Yeah.
Yeah, no, it sounds like it's a different life. It's like when you're 15 and you're traveling ball with the kids and you're going to places and playing and just enjoying your life, however you guys get to do it. You know, like I say, and I don't want to beat the horse with it, but you guys get to still do what you wanted to do when you were little kids.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Still living the dream.
Yeah, living the dream at whatever level. That's cool for you guys. Yeah. Hey, I know you guys have a game tonight at 7. Good luck. Thanks for joining me. We'll probably have you guys more and more as the season continues.
All right, awesome. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me.
Great. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Yep. Thank you. That was Daniel Diaz and Caleb Wickman from the Tucson Saguaros. Daniel's an infielder, Caleb an outfielder. I guess Caleb can hit the ball pretty well. I think he's got a few dingers, about 6 home runs, I think. And I'm sure Diaz has some nice glove work. Being a second baseman and a shortstop, you have to have that hand speed and that mental capacity when you're playing up the middle. I was one of those players up the middle and have affinity for those guys. Hey, I know we're up against a time break here, Mr. Bob. So let's take a break here and come back and talk more about sports here on 1030 The Voice. Hey, welcome back to Eye on the Ball. I'm Steve Rivera here on 1030 The Voice. Kind of listening to my commercials, I have to remind myself I got to get some more sponsors and renew some of the contracts I've had. Thanks, everybody, for being a sponsor. I have a lot of cool guys, cool people. Brenda, Mr. Mike Wilson on a housing solution, APS Digital.
And we're still not on the road. What's the up banks. With that?
I know. Yeah, people talked about that yesterday and today. They wanted me to go on the road and start talking sports. How you doing? The people out in the sports bars and
Tino's.
Tino's another good sponsor. Thank you very much. In fact, I still have some pizzas. 790-2040 if you want to have some slices of pizzas.
No, you don't.
I do. You better not have taken
it. I'm pretty sure you don't.
If you want to call in, be our first caller, and we'll get you some pizzas. I'll probably send them in the mail. You don't have to come down. If you'd like, 790-2040 to talk sports or whatever. If you agree with me or don't agree with me about the UA football team, that's cool. I take all opinions, and you can try to convince me otherwise. I'm okay with that. I'm an equal opportunity arguer.
Equal misery for all?
Yes. Do you like that little marriage thing I threw in there?
I'm sorry. I sighed way too loud on that. I was going to say, you said, wait till you get married. And I was going to say, wait till you get divorced.
That would have been better.
But yeah,
I don't want to dissuade these kids. You know, they're only 22 and 23. Let them dream their dream.
Yeah. And really, I mean, kids, you can have a beautiful wedding and you can have a beautiful divorce.
It depends on the moment. Yes. Very true. But I won't dissuade you. We all make our mistakes.
What are you going to do? Yes. I think I mislabeled something. Oh, never mind.
That's cool. So I'm going to have to go and watch him play. Like I said, I have some friends that played in the league. I know it's at the lowest level of the pro leagues, but hey, it's still baseball.
You said semi-pro.
Pro. It's kind of hard to describe because it's Pecos League. It's kind of like the low ball. They get paid, but not a whole lot. I don't know. Don't ask me how much because I don't know. But I know it's not a
whole lot. It's like the AM radio of broadcasting for these guys?
Welcome to my world, yes. To put it in perspective, yes, it's like this show.
I just wondering, that's all.
To put it in perspective, yes, they should have said that. Well, you know, Steve, that show of yours is not Major League. Yes. Yeah, good point, guys. Good point. Hey, we're almost finally done with NBA news.
Caller, Matt.
Okay, good. I can't see it on the screen, but Matt, thanks for calling in. What's up?
Afternoon, Steve.
Hey, Matt.
So I have it on fairly good intel that we can expect some good things from the quarterback, Mr. Tate, this year.
Mm. Who in the fairly good intel? I love that from people like you.
Mrs. Tate.
Okay.
Khalil's mom, yeah.
Did you go to like a luncheon and somebody spoke? What?
I did not, but let's see. I spoke with somebody he worked out with over the summer.
Oh, okay. I'm not gonna say anything about Khalil because I think he's a fantastic talent. He has the potential to be very good, as we all know. I just don't know if he has enough talent around him to have a good season. And we saw last year there was no difference than what we saw the year before, and he just didn't come through. So it depends what Tate we see, and the guy you spoke to or the person you spoke to saw him play one day, 2 days, a month?
Several days, maybe a month.
I've had several good days in my lifetime. Someone who saw me that time hired me here. That's how good it was.
We all saw you that one day, and you were great, Steve.
See, yeah, that kid, Steve, he can really talk. I get here, and I can't speak.
You were in the shower, but you sounded great.
Yes,
so you're saying either you picked the right day or the wrong day to be on.
Correct. Very yeah. much so. Depends on the day. Like he was talking about the marriage thing. It was a great day or a good bad day. Depends on what your perspective is. No. I don't disagree with you, but I think that Khalil is going to be. Wouldn't you think that he is the cornerstone of the success of the team?
I think what was going on last year was they retooled his game. You know, everybody spied him, so he had that one, 4 or 6 weeks where he just, you know, lit it up. He was breaking all those runs for touchdowns. It was a great thrill to watch. And then the other teams just started spying him. So down the home stretch of the 2017 season, they kind of contained him a little bit. And then the 2018 season, he was basically retooling his game. So anyway, I'll tell you offline at some point, but it was somebody that worked out with him over the summer, and they, although he couldn't tell me, I'm like, well, give me tendencies, give me things to look for, but he said in general that he's throwing well, and that he thinks that we're going to be in for a treat this year.
That's fantastic. Good to know. At least we have some reports from a third party. I think there's no question that he has talent. He's fast as anybody you've ever seen at the spot, at the position. He has a great arm. We all know that. It's just working within the system and working within his own abilities. That's what we have to kind of hope for or watch. Don't you think?
Yeah, and I'm not trying to pull the, you know, fanboy Pollyanna, everything's going to be great this year. I'm just saying this is some feedback I got from somebody who would know, right? So that's one data point for you.
Yeah, no, cool. Hey, I know you sent me a note this week about George Khalil. You never met him? It's kind of amazing because he's always out there.
You know, we just, of all the folks in that world, we just never really met or got to know him, and I was really glad to read your article just to get some insight to some of the stories around him and the involvement with the basketball program. So it was a good article.
Yeah, well, thank you. He's been a constant guy out there for a number of years, for a long time, 72, I think, 73, and a very, you know, sidekick to Bobby Olsen, obviously, for all those years. And then, obviously, he was with Sean in that time as well. And he's going to be missed. There's no question. I think he has a memorial for him on Thursday.
Amazing to read the story that he was taking this drum to road games, you know, and that flew back then, you know, that would be okay.
Right. Right.
In this day and age, taking anything into an arena all of a sudden sounds, you know, like you're doing something that's forbidden. Well, I mean, because of security concerns. And
sure, sure. Now you can't even take a can of Coke on.
That's right.
Right. Well, thank you, Matt, for calling in. I appreciate it. Thanks for listening, too.
You bet, Steve.
All right, appreciate it.
Pizza?
Pizza. No, no. Pizza. Matt doesn't need pizza. You don't want to see him heavy.
Good man.
I drive by Tino's every night.
Oh, then you should. You want to
stop in and tell him that Steve Rivera. No, I'll drop in and tell him that Steve Rivera sent me.
Yeah, that'll be fine. Same, same. So yeah. Where's your coupon? No, sorry, he didn't give me the coupon, though.
Yeah. And if you could drop one off for us, we've got another hour to go here, Matt. So
Roger. Chop. Roger yeah. that.
We're the ones that need the pizza, not Matt.
Clearly.
We need the salad, Matt. That's what we need. Yes, yes. Hey, Matt, thanks. Good to see you. Hope to see you soon.
Okay, see ya.
Appreciate it. Thanks for calling, Matt. Anybody? No one's called for the pizza?
I'm
gonna have to use those. You might have to use one or two. I'm not sure that's part of the plan, though.
I don't know. I suppose if I talk a lot about it, or I tip really well.
Oh yeah, yeah.
You still got a tip.
Yeah. Well, we gotta keep them away from you. That's for darn sure.
And I had what's his name, the world record holder, make our pizza last time. That was pretty cool. I don't know if people know that. Do you remember?
No.
They got a pizza guy there that has won the national or international pizza throwing contest.
Oh, really?
In New York City.
I didn't know that.
Top in the country.
What's he doing in Tucson?
I think he lives here.
Witness protection program.
No, he's a young guy. He's a millennial, you know, young 20-some-year-old. And he was
really?
Just doing it. Yeah.
Very cool,
yeah.
I guess. I don't know.
It's awesome.
It's a story there.
He could probably throw it high. I think it'd be an awesome place for you to have a remote.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, we'll talk to Mr. Dino Jonas and Sheila. We'll see what they say.
It'd be even cooler if you could take your YouTube camera with you. But
oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey,
then you got to worry about streakers. you know, yeah, back
yeah,
in
yeah.
the 70s.
People behind me kind of putting, yeah, saying stupid stuff like you.
Go Cowboys.
Yes, yes.
Go Cowboys.
I bet you and the wife are really looking forward to the football season
yeah,
here.
Yeah, yep.
And the Cowboys, what did she make a bet on? Like 50 bucks on?
20 on Cowboys for the Super Bowl. And
what were the odds? Like 25 to 1?
No, they were higher than that. They
really?
Were, yeah. They were like a buck. They were ridiculously high.
Really?
Remember, she bought these like a month ago, 6 weeks
a
ago.
A long time ago. Yeah, yeah, when, true. I thought that's pretty big odds.
It was a little ridiculous. That's because she was going to say, I'm going to put a dollar on it. I was like, oh, no, let's put 20. We'll rejoice. We'll move there.
That'll get you enough gas to get you to Waco.
You know, I don't think she's ever been to a pro game, and I haven't either. I was thinking this year trying to see if I could, I don't know, find a Cardinals game I could get into. Or
how? You got to pay. You got to use those tickets. Remember those that argument we had?
Oh, I realize it'll be expensive. It's kind of on my mind.
You have blood? Do you have blood? Just give that.
Yeah. Is it that? Even for the Cardinals, it's that
Well, you can find, nobody likes the Cardinals, so you'll find tickets.
All right. Right.
Yeah, they'll give them to you.
The old thing about the two tickets on the dashboard, and then you come back and there's four, and whatever that joke was.
Yeah, I get it. I get it. Probably not that bad. I went last year to see him with a friend. They played Denver on a Thursday night game, and it was like the worst experience I've ever been to at a game. I'm not joking. Usually I am. I usually am Eeyore. You know, it was just a miserable time. But it was a miserable time. I mean, it was horrible. We had great seats. They got great seats right on the 50, about 15 rows up. It was like, you know, better than press box stuff that I usually do. And it was just, they got their butt kicked. It was one-sided. It was like, this coach is going to get fired. And he did. But it was just a disaster. And I'm thinking, this is pro football? Even though I've seen it a number of times. It was not pro football. It was bad.
That's a shame. Well, maybe we'll go.
What do you mean we?
Me and my family. Oh, okay, good. Me and my family. If you'd like to come, I'm sure my daughter would sneak you in her luggage or whatever we'd take to the game. And I go to a U of A game. Maybe Matt's right. Hey, maybe this a new era too.
Oh, football?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Good luck with that. Good luck with that.
Oh, come on. They might pull it
out. We have about 2 minutes left. I know we're getting a call. Let's see if we can get this call in. Last minute stuff. Or maybe it's for pizza. Please get him the pizza. We'll see. Oh, we're going to have Matt Moreno on the other side of this break here at 6 o'clock. Phone call? Yes?
Pizza.
Oh, pizza. Cool. Does he want to talk? Or she?
You got a minute when they're going to talk about a pizza.
Enjoy the pizza. Who
do you think the caller is? Us?
No,
your callers and listeners call in and talk about sports. We're the ones that don't talk about sports.
Yeah, that's true. Because you don't care and I don't care.
I care.
And yeah, I know you do. So, okay, cool. Then let's take the break right now and then you can deal with the pizza caller. Thank you for calling in. That's great. You don't have to get an address if you want to send him the coupons in the mail. I can do that tomorrow.
You want to make life
easy for them.
You haven't figured out how to email.
No, because it's their little coupons or little things.
Right. Yeah. Couldn't possibly make it digital. I understand.
No. Okay, yeah. Cool. Okay, thanks. Let's take a break here for the first hour and then come back on the other side. Talk to Matt Moreno from Go Easy Cats about UA Sports on 1030 The Voice, trusted local news and talk.